The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a very tangible presence of God here this morning. And I trust you that you will not leave the same way in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. We'll be speaking this morning on wisdom for breakthrough unlimited. Wisdom for breakthrough unlimited. God has ways, and his ways are good, and they are current and correct. God has ways. If you are on the altar here, you must be writing. Otherwise, you please go down, please. So that you don't distract others. You are supposed to be ministering, so you should know the right thing. Thank you, Jesus. God has ways. And his ways are good. And they are correct and current. In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 9. Isaiah 55 verse 9. The Bible says, "For as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways." Isaiah 55, 55:9. "As the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So God's way is superior to every man or any man's thought pattern. The ways of God are superior. The ways of God are higher. And the best that ordinary knowledge can give a man is ordinary results. The best that you can receive through your natural understanding is ordinary results. There's a vital necessity for breakthrough unlimited called wisdom. Wisdom is what moves you from ordinary to extraordinary. Wisdom is what moves you from natural to supernatural. Wisdom is what makes you, it's what makes your generation to mind you. The level of wisdom in your heart, in your mind, is what makes the world to mind you. World does not mind those who don't have a mind. Growing in stature without growing in wisdom is like growing in foolishness. Having bigger size, bigger chest, bigger head, big hand, big leg, without growing in mentality is actually stupidity. In Luke 2 verse 52, the Bible says, Luke 2 verse 52, that Jesus, he grew in wisdom, increased in wisdom and stature. He increased first in wisdom. Someone say wisdom. Let me hear you this morning. Are you with me this morning? Growing in stature without growing in wisdom is nonsensical. That's why you see some people, you are wondering, is this person, how old are you? You say, I'm 30. Say, are you 30? 30, and your mentality is like the mentality of a 10-year-old. You are backward by about 20 years because of wisdom bankruptcy. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. As you are growing, your wisdom level will be growing. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. Lack of thinking is what makes a man to stink. Wisdom is not common sense, because common sense is just what is common everywhere. Wisdom is superior to common sense. Wisdom is superior to educational sense. I say this with utmost authority. Wisdom is superior to education. Is superior to paper education. That's why you see many people, they claim to have gone to school, say, what's your educational qualification? They begin to count degrees. Whereas, there is no wisdom level available for such. Wisdom is, Bible says that wisdom is better than gold. Proverbs 16 verse 16. It's better to have wisdom than to have money. Because when you have gold and you don't have wisdom, the lack of wisdom will squander the gold. Proverbs 16, 16. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold. It is better to access wisdom than to have gold. And to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. And you know, gold and silver is one of the most expensive commodities anywhere in the world. Available everywhere in the world, but very, very, very valuable everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world, gold and silver is valuable. The Bible says it is better for you to obtain wisdom and to assess knowledge and understanding than for you to assess gold. In Proverbs 8 verse 11, Proverbs chapter 8 verse 11, the Bible tells us also there, I say, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared. You can't compare anything to your wisdom level. If you have wisdom and you don't have money now, that's why, ladies, I want you to be very, very careful. When you are thinking of who to marry, search for somebody who has wisdom, not somebody who has few change, a few millions in his bank account. That few millions can be wasted if his wisdom bankrupt. Let your eyes be open. You know, love is not blind now. It was those days they say love is blind. Love is not blind. Your eyes must be open for you to see the commodity you want to put your life into. It's a new day for somebody here today. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the acquisition and application of knowledge. The acquisition and application of the knowledge. You acquire the knowledge and you apply the knowledge. That is wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is profitable behavior based on available information. Profitable behavior as a result of available information. The information you have secured, based on that information, you behave profitably. Number three, what is wisdom? Wisdom is building your life on the principles of the Word of God. Building your life on godly principles. That's wisdom. Building your life on godly principles. Number four, wisdom is display of uncommon skill and judgment. Display of uncommon skill and judgment. Look at a man like Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3 when he was asking God for something special, and God gave him wisdom. Immediately in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 16, there was a test of his level of wisdom. Two ladies came to him. The two of them had children, and one of them slept on her child overnight and killed the child. And then as she woke up, she shook the child. Why is this child not asking for breast? And she saw that she had slept on the child and the child was dead. She now got up smartly and went to the other woman who was also sleeping, not on her own baby, and picked that one's baby and dropped her own dead child. And then when they woke up in the morning, good morning, how was everything? How was your night? He said, I said, we are fine. What's going on? My baby. The baby of that other woman was there. And then the other one said, what's wrong with your baby? Acting, you know how people act. You know how crafty wisdom acts. That's the kind of wisdom that they use for armed robbery. One of the wisest people are armed robbers. Because it takes some level of wisdom to be an armed robber. But it's just that it is devilish wisdom. There is devilish and foolish wisdom. It takes wisdom to snatch somebody's husband. Do you know that? But it is a devilish wisdom. May you not possess such wisdom. It takes wisdom to be able to enter a bank and break the bank and enter the vault and carry millions. Boy, that is a devilish wisdom. But the wisdom we are talking about this morning is the wisdom from God. And the Bible says that they went to Solomon the king and said, this is what happened. And Solomon said, no worry, no problem. Get me a sword. Let us slice this baby that is alive. Let us give one to the one that is one to one person, the other person. Maybe somebody takes the head, somebody takes the leg, at least win-win situation. And then the real mother said, no! You know, Yoruba, they say, maybe her breast is doing kulukulu or what? Even they said, no, don't do that! Give her the baby. I prefer not to possess this baby than for this baby to die. The other one said, lie. Slash the baby to two. Divide this baby now. And Solomon said, no. give the baby to the one that said it should not kill. Why? That is the real mother of the child. And people were aghast. People said this is wisdom. Friends, very soon your neighbors will be surprised at your wisdom. Very soon your neighbors will be surprised at your godly wisdom. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly this morning, because of our time, I have a lot to discuss within this limited time. 10 benefits of godly wisdom. We are talking of godly wisdom, not just ordinary wisdom. Number one is strength. Proverbs 24, verse 5. Strength is a product of wisdom. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases. When you see somebody who is wise, they are strong. Very strong. Very, very strong. Wisdom produces strength. Everybody that is wise always assesses unusual dimension of strength. Unusual dimension. Unusual display of strength. Number two benefit of wisdom is riches and wealth. Proverbs 8 verse 18. Also tells us also that riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. That is, every riches or whatever you can talk about that is called riches and wealth is available on the platform of wisdom. The wise is the one that will eventually become the rich. So wisdom bankruptcy is the mother of failure, is the mother of poverty. Wisdom bankruptcy is because he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know the right next step to take. He doesn't know, he's bankrupt of what next to do that can produce money. Number three benefit of wisdom is ruling and reigning. Proverbs 8 verse 15. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 15. By me, kings reign, and princes decree justice. Everyone ruling anywhere is a product of wisdom. The unwise cannot rule. You know, in those days in the Bible, when they want to destroy a nation, God will allow them to appoint a foolish person as a king. When you want to destroy a church, appoint a stupid person as a pastor. When you want to destroy a department, appoint a useless person, bankrupt of wisdom, as an HOD. That department will die a natural death. It will die, its soul will be worse than Lazarus. You want to destroy a company, appoint the most stupid person as the person in charge. You can't reign in any field of endeavor except you are baptized with the spirit of wisdom. And that is what is coming for you this morning in the name of Jesus. That is what is coming for you in the name of Jesus. Number four, benefit of wisdom is pleasantness and peace. Proverbs 3 verse 17. Every wise person is a product of pleasantness. Her ways are ways of pleasantness and all her paths are peace. Wisdom produces peace. You have peace of mind. You enjoy peace of mind. From today, both you and your family will enjoy peace of mind. I can hear your amen. People at the back there, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. You and your family, you are going to enjoy peace. There will be nothing like uproar in your family throughout this year. Let me hear your loudest amen. So, pleasantness and peace is a product of wisdom. Number one now. Number five, benefit of wisdom is prominence and relevance. Prominence and relevance. Every man or woman of wisdom is a man of prominence. In Genesis 41, verse 38 to 44, Joseph suddenly became prominent. Why? He was wisdom. He was a wise man. He was bestowed with the spirit of wisdom. He suddenly became wise as a direct product. Genesis 41, verse 38 to 44. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such one as this? In whom the Spirit of God is. Yes, sir. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown you all this, there is none as discreet. There's none like you in this land. There's nobody that can become prominent and relevant like you. You have a deposit base of wisdom. No wonder. It is time for me to change your levels. Next verse now. That thou shalt be over. Can you see that? From the prison. A nobody. A non-entity. In abject poverty. Without any form of relevance. Suddenly. Someone say suddenly. He said, thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Yes, yes, yes. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have said thee. I mean, this is wisdom. This is wisdom. He said, I am setting you over everything. My businesses, my organizations, the billions in the bank, the foreign money in dollars. I have found a deposit base of wisdom in you. You speak with wisdom. You conduct yourself with wisdom. It is time for me to change your story. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Yes. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. Verse 43, where we're going to stop. And he made him to ride in the second chariot. He had two chariots, executive chariots. That was like the private jet of that time. Somebody who did not ride private bicycle before. He did not ride a private bicycle before. Suddenly, he entered from what we can see here, literally, the president or this president travels with two jets. He said, now I take one. At least, that's the least I can do. I should give you the two, but take the second one. If you go to the next verse, you see that he even gave his daughter. He had a daughter. He said, I give you my daughter. I say, why? Your wisdom level, you must produce children from me that can carry on this kingdom. I mean, what a wise man too. The level of wisdom in you deposits something in the womb of my wife. Let her of my child. Let her produce the kind of person you are. Friends, as God liveth, a new deposit of wisdom is coming for you and your family today. That will make you prominent and relevant. You know, when you see people walking in a place and nobody is recognizing you, nobody is appreciating you. No, but it's because there is some level of bankruptcy. The wisdom level is not enough. I always tell my people that are a little close to me, I tell them, if you are working in a place where you have 100 or 200 staffs and you cannot shine, what about if you are working in a place that has 18,000 staffs? How do you want to ever shine? You are working in a place with just 50 staffs and you cannot use wisdom to distinguish yourself. What about if you are working in a multinational with 100,000 staffs? Wisdom bankruptcy is what makes a man irrelevant. Irrelevant. 3, 4, 5 years in a company, nobody even knows that the person is there. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Number 5, benefit of wisdom. Number 6 is building and stability. It takes wisdom to build anything. In Isaiah 33, verse 6, the Bible says, wisdom shall be the stability of your time. Isaiah said, the wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your... So, nothing can be built not to talk of stability. Someone say stability. Nothing can be built or to talk of stability unless you are wise. In Proverbs 14 verse 1, Proverbs 14 verse 1, it says, a wise woman buildeth a house. Every wise man built a house. But the foolish, he did what? He plucked it down with his own hand. He destroyed his own house. And you see a woman who talks to her husband as if the husband is Mesule. Megad Mesule. Hey, come. I'll pack your food. It's your food you like to eat. Just go and eat it. That's how you have been eating it all these years. Listen to me. A man views respect as love. A woman feels loved and affection as love. It's two different things. Once you begin to display lack of wisdom within your husband, you begin to talk rubbish. You look like poo-poo before him. That's why he can tiptoe into the room of your house girl and sleep with the house girl. And you are there, you have pepperized your face, and he still doesn't see you. Because when he beholds you, he beholds wisdom deficiency syndrome. When you talk, your husband should melt. When you talk, the way you address him, the way you pepperoni him, the way you sensitize him, oh God. When he travels, he can't stay long there. If he goes to work, when he's coming back, he's with full speed back home. Hello, honey, are you on your way? You can't stay long, I'm waiting, What when you talk rubbish? Hello, I'll be calling you this morning. Eh? Is that how your mates stay outside? And is there a... He phone his friend. Hello, boys, where are they? With the clock. Oh boy, are they come? My tiger, where the house? You don't mean me today. Praise the Lord. So it allows you to cry very well. So when you get home, you're already tired. So when he enters, you are tired. You want to talk, so you can't talk. You wisdom is what... When you see a man that lacks wisdom, his wife is like a slippers before him. He is angry. Say, what kind of soup? He's just finished washing his hand. Tasted the soup and there was just a little salt that was more, maybe some little miscalculations here and there, which he also make mistake. He carries the water that he just used to wash his hand, pour it on the wife. And then he now sends the wife home. I mean, I'm very sure your mother too must have been giving too much salt to your father. That's why your father had diabetes. I begin to talk jargons. His words are not seasoned. He talks what Yoruba we call shakala. Shakala. Just talk. Your word, you know, when you have spoken, you can't say what I was saying, I didn't mean it. You have said it already. Wisdom, bankruptcy, destroys many homes. You say one word, and that your one word is held on to. You can't say, I didn't mean it. Wisdom makes you stable. It makes you build a home. It makes you build a home. Many of you were here when on the night vigil, our pastor in our church in Lagos said he stayed in our house. And he actually stayed in our house. When he graduated from the university, he stayed in our house for some time. He said, all the period I stayed in your house, I have never heard pastor and mama ever have a misunderstanding. It's not as if he was forming. It is what is obtainable. As a result of wisdom work, talking with sense, talking to not to injure, talking to build, talking with a motive of fortification and beautification and emancipation. If you are clapping, clap very well. Wisdom bankruptcy destroys. Wisdom bankruptcy destroys family, destroy business, destroy career. Number what now? Number seven, benefit of wisdom is that wisdom brings direction. Proverbs 4 verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all that getting, get understanding. The Bible also says that wisdom is profitable to direct. The work of wisdom is to direct. Wisdom directs you. Wisdom is what tells you and makes you know that as a student, at this time of your exam, it's not a time to spend time unnecessarily on calls or on WhatsApp. This is it. You should know that as this time that is a student, that you are a student, and that is the primary purpose why your parents are laboring in the sun and in the night to pay fees, to get things done. Wisdom tells you that you cut down on leisure. Wisdom tells you that this is not a time a guy will be toasting you. He wants to toast you to thank her. He wants you to face thank her. I mean, what is this problem? This critical period when GP is determined. I can't imagine on Saturday night when I'm supposed to be blasting in tongues, preparing for the service, and someone say, "Hello, hello, Pastor. I just want to have something." For what? Leisure. Even time that is not Saturday night itself, there's no time for that. Not to talk of when you are preparing to come and deface the devil and shatter the devil. Get your priorities right. Get your priorities right. Yoruba will say, "Run to your many, to your one." Remember where you are from. Remember where. Let wisdom direct you for you to know what to do. Doing exam, strolling around. I've just been reading for 6 hours, and I want to just stroll for what? Read and reread. Read, be able to table from page 1 to page 7 verbatim. Settle down with your studies. Number 8. Wisdom is for safety and long life. Proverbs 3 verse 16. If you are a man or woman of wisdom, you enjoy safety. Length of days. Someone say length of days. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. If you are a wise person, you live long. Because you know that when you take beer, eventually you can have liver issues. When you take cigarette, you can have cancer. Wisdom tells you. Wisdom tells you that you should not stay outside in the night because you can run into problems. You can have issues going about in the night. Wisdom tells you that you as a Christian, you don't go to a nightclub. So that they don't club you with knife. So that when they are spraying themselves with gun, the stray bullet doesn't touch you. That's wisdom. Wisdom brings long, many of the deaths. It's as a result of lack of wisdom. A friend said, "We are going for a race with car." Say, "Join us. That you also be there." And then they press it. 30, 50, 60, 100. You keep quiet and you are hearing music. Bang, 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 bang. Ah! Heaven. Till they press it to 220, you are still looking. You are even saying, "Yeah. I don't know if Sabi drive like this." He will drive you to the gate of heaven. Oh God. Number 9. Benefit of wisdom is called success and glory. Proverbs 3 verse 35. Proverbs 3 verse 35. Success and glory is for those who have wisdom. If you access wisdom, you can easily access your success. The wise shall inherit glory. Someone say glory. When we are talking of glory, we are talking of success in your studies, success in your business. Glory, we are talking about things working. It will work for you. I say things will work for you. When I pray for you, say a good amen. Amen. Let me hear your good amen. Amen. I told them on Wednesday, I said, don't be too over familiar with your prophet. That when he's praying for you, you have slept off on the chair. It's a great mistake. It's the greatest mistake you can make in this world. It is well with you. Success and glory. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of. They will be promoted, but they will be promoted into foolishness if they are not wise. The wise shall inherit glory. We are talking of moving from GP of 1.48 to 4.48. We are talking of glory in business from chronic turnover of less than 100,000 to glorious turnover of 100 million per month. If you can receive it, say, "I receive it." If you can receive it, say, "I receive it." If you can receive it, say, "I receive it." And so shall it be for you. You see, as far as your eyes can see, God will give you this year. I will preach about that some other time, about the power of dreams. You are not permitted to have beyond your dreams. That's why you should not apologize to anybody for your dreams. What you are trusting God for, don't apologize to anybody. Even your parents might not understand your dreams. Are you getting me? Your mother might not get what you are saying. I'm more than this. There is something about me. But we'll talk about that another day. Number 10 benefit of wisdom is called honor. Only the wise can be honored. Proverbs 4 verse 8. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 8. Exalt her and she shall promote thee, and shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. So, honor is a product of wisdom. You can't dishonor a wise person, because he will walk wisely. He will behave himself wisely. She will behave herself wisely in the church, at work, and all that. And as a result, they honor him. They honor her. They honor them. You are the next to be honored. They are going to honor you. In your place of work, they will single you out to honor you. In your place of work, they will single you out to honor you. In your church, you will be honored. For as many that can take it, in your family, the entire family, you will be the most honorable person. Dishonor will never come to your footstep. You have been honored before. The honor will not be withdrawn. I said the honor that has been given to you before, the honor will not be taken back from you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Take your seat 1 minute. Now, keys to wisdom. Keys to this wisdom. I've just told you the benefit. What are the keys? How can I get it? Number one is called the fear of God. Psalms chapter 111 verse 10. Psalms 111 verse 10 explains to us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If you desire wisdom, fear God. We are in a world where there is bankruptcy of the fear of God. You can't be doing anything you like at when you like it and expect God to bestow wisdom on you. In Genesis 39 verse 9, Joseph practically ran away from that woman. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. This one, he don't resist. He ran away. There was none greater in this house than I. Neither had he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? This was a man who operated. Nobody was there for them to give evidence. But he feared God. In Genesis 42 verse 18, also Joseph speaking, he said, but I fear God. I fear God. Genesis 42, 18. Be very fast now. Joseph said unto them, the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. And as a result of this, in Genesis 41, verse 39 to 41, he became exalted. His life changed because he was a man that feared God. Listen to me, friends. If you fear God, he will bestow wisdom on you. Let the fear of God rule your heart. Okay, quickly, what does it mean to fear God? Let me talk about that quickly. What does it mean to fear God? What does it mean to fear God? Number one, keeping his commandment means fearing God. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. He says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. To fear God is to keep his commandment. Number two, what does it mean to fear God? To hate evil. Proverbs 8 verse 3. You hate evil. She cried at the gate, at the entry of the house, at the company. That is, you have a distaste for evil. You have a dislike for evil. You do not want to have anything to do with evil. Somebody is here this morning, God will give you a distaste for evil. I say, God will give you a distaste for evil. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Proverbs chapter 8 verse, I read from, let me just take it from verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Proverbs 8 verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogancy, evil ways, forward mouth, do I hate. That is, when you fear God, anything evil, you hate it. Carrying Aristo, you hate it. premarital sex, you hate it. Smoking and drinking, you stealing, guy, you. That is, you. The fear of God is embedded in your heart. Disrespect for authority, they can't meet your name there. Disrespect for parents, no, they can't meet your name. Your name can't appear on that list. Why? You hate evil. Anything that people must not hear, you hate it. And you quickly withdraw your hands from it before the thing begins to soil you. Number three, what does it mean to hate, to fear God? It means to revere God. You have reverence for God. Psalms 5 verse 7. Psalms chapter 5 verse 7. Psalms chapter 5 verse 7. You have deep worship life. 7. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy and in thy fear. Can you see that? You every service you come because of the fear you have for God, that on the service day you have to be there. You fear him. So you quickly come into his house. Father, I've come. I've come to worship. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. That is, you have a reference for him. You fear him. And you worship him in his temple. I laugh tired. Some people say, I didn't go to church. Mama was telling me about yesterday when she went for the operation compel. One of the converts that she saw said, my house is my temple. I don't like all these churches. It's a lie. It's in my house. As she was telling me, I was just laughing. I was just smiling. Maybe you are here this morning. That gentleman, the Lord will bless you for coming, because she told me that she encouraged you to come. If you came, then you have done the right thing. You have done the right thing. You have done what you are supposed to do to come into his presence. There's power. Look at the presence of God that we felt this morning. You can't be at home and then you are falling under the anointing. You can't be at home and you worship God like that. It's possible, but sometimes it's not difficult because of the distractions. Is somebody with me this morning? Is somebody with me this morning? I need to round up now. Keys to wisdom for breakthrough. I said fear of the Lord. Number two, the word of God. If you really want wisdom, study regularly. Study regularly. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the path of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law does he maintain day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living waters, and whatsoever it will shall prosper. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. If you really want wisdom, ensure that every day you study. Five chapters upward of the scripture. Upward. 10 or more. Every day. You can't overfeed your flesh and starve your spirit. We're running a series presently in our leaders and workers class on personal revival. I'll advise that if you are not a worker and you have not been attending, you can or get the notes. It will bless you and help you in that direction. Number three, key to wisdom is called connection with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 11. The Holy Spirit is a conveyor of wisdom. 1 Corinthians 9, 11. The Holy Spirit conveys wisdom. The Holy Spirit is a carrier of wisdom. If we have sown unto the spiritual things, it is a great thing. Now, what we are trying to say here, basically, is that the Holy Spirit carries wisdom. The Holy Spirit is a carrier of the grace and the power of wisdom. So once you are able to associate regularly with the Holy Spirit, you become a man or a woman who has a deep relationship with God. You have a deep relationship with God, and this helps you to assess and be baptized with the Spirit of wisdom. I speak to somebody here today that grace to do that comes for you in the name of Jesus. Grace for continuous association with the Holy Spirit comes for you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. That grace to commune with the Holy Spirit continually comes for you in Jesus' name. That is true, speaking in tongues, Jude verse 20. You are praying in the Holy Spirit. You are praising God. You are worshiping God. You are adoring Him. You are celebrating Him day and night. Jude verse 20. Jude has only one chapter. That is, but ye beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That is, you are associating constantly with the Holy Spirit. You are praying constantly in the Holy Spirit. And this helps you to become a wise person. Number four is correct association. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. You can't be wiser than your association. Most of the time, your wisdom level is around the level of those you talk to regularly. That's why you must be very, very careful of those you spend time with. Many of us behave so unwisely. Somebody that you can see that this one is on the path of doom doesn't talk one thing, God. Just everything, carnal things, rubbish things, acquisition of carnality, acquisition of additional wives. It's only two wives you have. I can't believe a handsome man like you. I'll give you two more. So it's before, as if it's the one that will be helping you pay their children's school fees. Or a lady there. All from morning to night, he is complaining on one boy or another. One guy. There is no wise talk. Just nonsensical talk. Rubbish. If you talk 4 hours, 3 hours, 30 minutes, rubbish. You cannot account for your time. Your life is wasting away. You are wasting. Do you know that life is about time? If you waste time with someone, you pick race. Once you see, this person is not going where I'm going. This person is not going where I'm going. You pick race. You don't even wait for your shoe. You leave your shoe there. You go. Correctly associate yourself with those who are wise. Tap from their wisdom. And I need to close now. Number five, how do you get wisdom? Pray for wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5. James chapter 1 verse 5. He that lacketh wisdom, let him ask from God, that giveth unto all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given. So wisdom can be given. Today, God will give you wisdom. Today, God will give you wisdom. He said, if any lack it, Father, give me wisdom for family management. I can't be slapping my wife. Rubbish. What kind of nonsense is this? Give me wisdom to be a good husband. Father, I can't be misbehaving as a wife to my husband. Give me wisdom to be a good wife so that when my husband sees me, he's happy. Give me wisdom to be a good steward of what you have given to me. Where I'm working, give me the wisdom to be a good steward. Don't forget that the Bible says that he that is not faithful in another man's, he will not get his own. So give me the wisdom to be faithful in serving others so that people can also serve me.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.